Well, hundreds of thousands of businesses will reopen across the country tomorrow as the first phase of easing level 5 restrictions begins. Hairdressers, high street shops, gyms, museums, galleries, cinemas, they can all start up again from tomorrow, giving them almost 4 weeks of trade in the run-up to Christmas. Churches will also reopen. The 5 kilometre travel restriction will lift too. You will be able to travel within your county only unless you have to travel for work, education or health reasons. Restaurants and food-serving pubs will reopen on Friday of this week. There were 299 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed here yesterday, with 2 more deaths. We are joined by Jack Horgan-Jones of the Irish Times. Jack, thanks for being with us this morning. In relation to what's coming on Friday, the restaurants and the gastro pubs, when they reopen, are there any further restrictions on how they can trade?
So the main restriction on how a restaurant or gastro pub can carry on, it relates to social distancing. And effectively what the government have tried to do here is incentivize or reward, I suppose, those venues that can accommodate a greater degree of social distancing. And the way in which they've done that is they've kind of done away with the time limit in an instance where you can have 2 meters or more between tables. But if you can't do that, if you have 2 meters or less, then the time limit is going to be limited to one hour and 45 minutes.
Okay. Now, the data that was released by the government-appointed consultants, EY, which showed a range of links, albeit with many caveats, between the phased reopening earlier in the year and then the cases of COVID. Will you tell us first, though, Jack, why the government hired outside consultants and didn't rely on the Department of Health's own data for this information?
Well, I think some of this comes back to a kind of sense in political circles and certainly at higher levels of government that around the time that Ireland went into the second lockdown, that the government side was kind of underpowered when it came to making the case against that lockdown. Meanwhile, the National Public Health Emergency Team was able to deploy vast reams of data analysis and statistical knowledge when it came to making its case. So during that period of lockdown, several pieces of research were commissioned both from external consultants and undertaken internally by government departments just to kind of broaden the scope when it came to what the state would look at and the various different indices and metrics that the state would look at when it came to making the key decisions around unlocking. And that's the kind of genesis of this EY report.
Okay, and did EY find anything substantially different from what the Department of Health was saying all along?
Well, I think, interestingly enough, given why it was commissioned, a lot of the findings in the EY report, they do follow relatively closely some of the core and key things that we know about COVID-19 and that the Department of Health has been telling us since March, since we first had cases of the disease on the island. And that is more or less that, you know, when people are circulating in an unconstrained manner, and particularly sometimes occasions when there's alcohol involved, the virus tends to spread more freely and easily. So if you take, for example, the findings that they had around wet pubs, what they've done is they've done an analysis of when a particular measure was introduced, and then they've said, okay, 14 days later, what was the 14-day incidence rate of the disease in the particular county where that measure was either introduced or taken off? And as we know, the wet pubs everywhere outside Dublin were allowed open on a particular date. And when you look at the analysis that was undertaken by EY 14 days later, across the rest of the country, it lights up like a Christmas tree. And you do see this strong correlation between the two. Similarly, they've looked at other interesting factors like the timing of success in GAA county championships. They looked to particular local electoral areas like Ballyjames Duff in Cavan, Rathosen County Meath and Connemara South as well, and they have found correlations between success in those county championships and upticks in infection rates around 10 to 14 days later.
Right. Now, is the government expecting a rise in numbers in 2 weeks' time once the impact of the easing is felt, Jack? Because the case numbers going into this easing of restrictions to level 3 this time, well, they're much higher than they were back in July.
Yeah, I think not only the government, but I mean anyone who is either a kind of a stakeholder in this or anyone who's paying attention, you know, I think it's unavoidable that once you get increased mixing and once you get more kind of social activities, you do in a period of days or weeks after that see an increase in case numbers. And I think again that's supported by both our own experience so far, in that once the disease got a foothold in the state for a second time, it was very hard to keep it suppressed. And also internationally, which is something that the UI report looks at, they look at Canadian Thanksgiving and they show that a lot of infection was driven by that in that country. And they also look at the USA, where they say full service restaurants, fitness centers and religious organizations drove a lot of infection. Obviously that's where people meet, you know, and correctly, as you identify, we're now coming out of a phase of restrictions at a level of between currently 200 and 300 cases per day. That's a hell of a lot higher than when we first came out of restrictions. So the sense is, and this is in the NPHET letter, and indeed Stephen Donnelly said it yesterday and in this morning's papers, the sense is that once we see infections ticking up again, it is more likely that it will move more quickly and perhaps become more serious more quickly than it did after the summer relaxation.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much indeed. That was all very interesting data from that EY report and international data as well. Jack Horgan-Jones joining us there from the Irish Times.